Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning. I'm Randy Naughton at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. The St. Charles City Council could vote tonight on liquor law changes. Those changes are getting mixed reviews. The bill would affect businesses in historic downtown St. Charles. It would change a liquor license requirement that at least half of a bar's business have to come from food sales. The council enacted the strict rules in 2018 after complaints about late-night drinking on part of Main Street. Supporters say the current ordinance makes the area safer. A Missouri lawmaker is fighting to help first responders to get to an emergency. It comes after State Representative Jeff Porter of Montgomery City witnessed emergency vehicles struggling to get to a wreck. Current law requires drivers to yield to the right. If the road has more than two lanes, the proposed bill would have drivers move to open up the center lanes. Several lawmakers raised concerns the plan may confuse drivers. Representatives from the Missouri Ambulance Association testified in favor of the proposed legislation. Chesterfield Mall has new owners. The Steinberg Group bought the mall that was thriving in the past, but there are only a few stores left now. The new ownership group plans to tear the place down. They want to create what they call a new downtown Chesterfield. It would have shops and apartments. The owners hope to partner with Chesterfield City Hall to make this happen. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, colder air blowing into the bi-state area this morning on the heels of northwest winds. Expect cloudy skies through at least mid-afternoon, with temperatures settling into the 30s to low 40s. Skies will clear out tonight and temperatures will dip deep into the 20s. Wednesday will be sunny but cold with a high in the 30s. A weather system passing to our south Thursday will bring mostly cloudy skies our way, and it's another cold day with temperatures once again in the 30s.